Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
I want to turn now to our weekly personal finance spot with Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent. And for those who've left secondary school who go on to third level, it's an expensive business. What is now reckoned to be the average cost of going to college per year?
It is a huge figure, Matt. It's €15,600 is reckoned to be the average cost. This is a survey done by Switcher.ie, the comparison site. They say it's up €530 on last year, in most towns. They looked at different towns and cities across the country, and the expensive ones, not surprisingly, Dublin and Cork, but also Maynooth and Tralee. I wouldn't have thought Tralee would be up there. They're the most expensive ones. Letterkenny, the cheapest, actually. You're talking about a monthly cost in Letterkenny, about £1,127. Now, that's taking in a whole range of things, Matt. Obviously, you're living away from home, you're talking about...
Well, that's assuming you're living away, because there are so many third-level institutions around the college that there is a chance that some students will be able to continue living at home while going to their university or their college. But on the other hand, a lot of those places don't have the courses that people want. So there are a lot of people who have to travel, which means a lot of additional costs.
It's huge, yeah.
Either staying in another location or travelling on a daily basis.
Distance on a daily basis, and that's not helping with you being able to study and socialise. I mean, obviously socialising is a big part of it.
A very important part of being in college.
It is, of course, yeah. You know, it's all about growing up. I mean, because people are just coming out of very regimented schools and they're going to a college atmosphere, which is completely different. So, you know, accommodation costs are huge. You monthly, you're talking about nearly €600. That's for the overall, that's the country average, you know. But you have utilities, you have groceries, nearly €200 in groceries. Entertainment, €340. You know, they have to entertain themselves as well. So, you know, it's
big big life lessons and budgeting come along, don't they?
I mean, families and parents in particular are always shocked with the sheer expense of it. They always underestimate just how expensive it is. So, you know, people who, particularly who are getting offers today now, they need to think about this. They need to start budgeting. They need to kind of get on top of it, try and work out what it's going to cost, how they're going to pay for it, and whether there's scholarships, bursaries, that kind of thing.
Whether there's grants available Susie Grants in relation to contributing towards your living expenses.
Not everybody qualifies for that, but if you do, you know, you obviously need to be getting the grant.
I think this is a significant number, isn't it? Something like 40% of students qualify for some form of Susie funding.
It is big, yeah. But, you know, an awful lot of it is parental support as well, and an awful lot of students are working to get them through college. And according to the Youth Council of Ireland, 1 in 5 young people is reported to be skipping meals to try and save money because it's so expensive to go to college for them. So it is, you know, it's one of the best times of your life. It's also one of the most expensive. You know, a different system in England where you end up with debt, student debt. They borrow money. We don't do that here.
Do you think not? Do you not think that there are lots of kids or their parents who are taking on debt for their college education that ends up getting paid afterwards? Particularly if you have, you know, you have your sort of limit on the payments that have to be made to the university with the €3,000 a year. Yeah. It can be 8 higher when you go to a master's level. Yeah. There are loans been taken out that'll be repaid at a time when they're finished college.
And look, it is one of the best investments you can make, investing in someone's education, Matt. You know, but there are an awful lot of people who have taken on debt to do this. There's no other way for them to do it. Credit unions are a good option because they tend to have specially low rates tailored towards education. They almost subsidise those rates. So don't forget your local credit union in this.
that 3,000 annual fee, which in some years has been discounted by the government, and
yeah, the last couple of years, and they probably that would
in
do
this
that
coming
again.
Budget, it'll be reduced as well down to either 2,500 or 2,000.
It's down from 3,000 to maybe they'll cut it in half, is what they've been doing the last couple of years. They may likely to do that as well. But look, it doesn't mean that all those other charges and costs aren't there.
But there's also a lot of people possibly miss, there is a tax back for parents who pay on that, isn't there? You can sort of claim, I think, 20% back on the second or third child who goes to college,
only
not on the first.
Third child. And also remember as well, there's a tax credit if your child is renting accommodation. You know, don't forget that. That's 750 euros. That's worth claiming. You know, you need to investigate all of these things. So a bit of work is required, as well as accepting, you know, the place or whatever, or if you're going back for second and third, fourth year. You know, put a bit of effort into to working out around costs.
See, it's a big shock, I think, isn't it, for a lot of parents that they think when you get a son or daughter to leaving cert, that that's it done, your financial contribution is over. It actually can go on for many, many more years afterwards.
It can go on for years, especially, as you say, Matt, if they do a postgrad, and it is hugely expensive, you know, whether they're living at home or whether they're living away from home. So look, you need to be getting that in, get that sorted out now.
Yeah, the listener says paid 1,500 in fees last night, another 1,500 in January, and yes, have to go and get a loan for the Masters. The only thing I will say to that listener is that hopefully if the budget does mean there's a reduction, that there will be a refund on that 3,000, part of it will be refunded, or they won't have to make another payment in January.
I'm just not absolutely sure that it applies to postgrad. I mean, certainly.
No, it doesn't apply to postgrad, but
certainly undergrad. Yeah. She's talking about a postgrad, I think, isn't she?
No, I think it's an undergrad now, and then going on to get a loan for the Masters. Subsequently.
Right.
What about studying in the UK, listener says? Are there savings by doing that?
Not really. I mean,
it's very expensive to find accommodation in the UK and everything as well.
I was over in the UK as well. We're getting a terrible interest rate as well. Remember, you're buying in sterling, you know. Every 100 euros is going to cost you 126. Every 100 pounds is going to cost you 126 euros. So you're going to pay that as well. You know, it is expensive to go to England with some courses. We just don't have the places here. It's an option for some people. So again, you're looking at getting into some kind of a debt situation, but make sure you carefully consider it.
Something else that's going to come up in the budget, getting away from that item though, is there's going to be the energy credits again. There's an expectation, even if it's not the 450 euro off the electricity bill that we've had last year and 600 the year before, that there will be something from the government. But yet you've highlighted something which you've got an enormous response to, I believe, and so social media, about a sort of a sneaky increased electricity charge.
Yeah, I mean, just when we thought we'd get more price cuts, because we're due a third one, we've had three from SSE Electricity, we've only had two since the crisis started, from the likes of Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis, Energia, they're the big players. But it was announced yesterday by the regulator, the Commission for the Energy of Regulation of Utilities, that they're going to increase what's called the network charges by an extra 100 euros on average per household. So that brings it to about 500 euros. More than a third of the average bill now is going to be network charges. Now, what's that covering? It's covering upgrading the grid, maintenance of the grid, distribution wires. We have an air grid, which is the...
So customers pay for that rather than the shareholders?
Customers pay for that, even though the companies make record profits. They have to pay for that. And this is in addition to the public service obligation, which is the subsidy for wind farms, which is 42 euros. Both of these come in October. That's 142 euros. If you have gas, there's about 60 euros network charge going up there. It's gone up by 60 euros. So 100 euro increase in your electricity network charge.
So it's a service charge in addition to actually paying for your consumption.
It's probably going to go on your standing charges, yeah. And then carbon tax will go up on your gas by about 20 euros in October. So all told, if you've gas and electricity, Matt, the increases, just the increases now, I'm not talking about what's there already, between network charges, PSO levy, carbon tax, could be 220 euros increase in your energy bill. So the government, you mentioned credits, we better get these credits. We got 450 last year in three different credits. People are going to want them this year. Plus the government temporarily have the VAT rate on electricity bills at 9%, down from 13.5%. They'll need to keep that in place as well. Remember, we have some of the highest electricity prices in Europe. We have some of the most profitable companies, and we have very high network charges as well. And, you know, as part of the decarbonisation of the, you know, the net zero thing, there's huge costs involved, and it's only going to get higher, unfortunately, Matt.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.